Stand for the reading of our... The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There came to Jesus some Sadducees who denied that there is a resurrection and asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared ask him any question. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Be seated, Father. Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. But wait, there's more. If you order in the next 10 minutes, we'll throw in another one of these super handy kitchen gadgets all for free. You guys remember those type of commercials on TV? We haven't had broadcast TV in our house for a number of years now, so I'm not sure if they're still around much. But it was this advertising tactic that you were supposed to call in and order something, and if you called in a certain amount of time, they would throw in another whatever they're selling, or a set of steak knives or something to go along with it. And the more you watched those commercials, the more you almost began to anticipate that there was more. There was something more coming. And still more are very good words to hear, aren't they? Well, the Sadducees did not think so. See, in our gospel reading for this morning, the Sadducees have come up to pick a fight with Jesus. And it has to do with Jesus' teaching that there is still more. And the Sadducees are arguing that there is nothing more. And the issue is the resurrection of the dead. There came to Jesus some Sadducees, those who denied that there is a resurrection, and they asked him a question, "Teacher," saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For seven had her as wife." You see, the Sadducees did not believe that one day would come when people would rise up out of their graves and their bodies would live again. They were, as the saying goes, sad, you see, because of it. You see, because they had nothing to look forward to. They did not believe that there was anything after death. All that mattered for them was what happened before death, as in living for today. And this was rather easy for this group of men to do because, for the most part, Sadducees were well-off people in society. They had money, they had power, they had influence, and all of this together they could enjoy and make the best that life had to offer. But when death did come, and it always comes, there was no joy. They had no hope, because as Bugs Bunny used to say, "That's all, folks. There is no more." But Jesus answers them, "You're wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." And Jesus is not just talking about going to be with him upon our death, which, as wonderful as that's going to be, Jesus is also talking about the end of time, the last time, the great and terrible day of the Lord, the day the dead, our bodies, will rise out of their graves, whatever grave that may be, a casket, an urn, up from the depths of the ocean, or perhaps simply dust scattered in the desert. On that day, there's still more. Think about it this way. There's life, life that we are living now, this everyday thing that we do, and then we die. There's life after death, when the souls of those who believe in Jesus go to be with him, while their bodies are left behind. Then there is the life after death. That's the last day resurrection. It is the resurrection of the body when all are reunited with their soul. That's what Jesus is talking about. There's still more. There's a final resurrection of the body. The Sadducees said there is no more. And Jesus says, yes, there is. Now, history has shown us that the group called the Sadducees pretty much fades away about 70 AD. That is 35 years after Jesus' bodily resurrection. But their teaching has lived on through the centuries. That's all there is. There is no more. Can be seen probably every 10 to 20 years when someone claims to unearth a box and ossuary with the bones of Jesus inside, or countless so-called experts online claiming that the eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection are unreliable and therefore cannot be believed. No witnesses, therefore no resurrection. Or even well-known atheist groups claiming there is no God. If life is what you make it, here and now. So many people are trying to take away Jesus' resurrection, and with it, our resurrection also. When that happens, what you are left with is the Sadducee spirit that says the only life to enjoy is the one now, because there is no more after you die. This is a trend that has really grown, really, in the early part of this century, when the religious category called none has really come into prominence. It is a religious that it is means no religious affiliation at all. And it has grown from 4% of our population about 20 years ago to nearly 20% in the last census, which means there is a percentage of our population, actually probably a large percentage of our population, not seeking any spiritual wisdom, never thinking about heaven, only living their life here and now. There's nothing more. There's nothing more than what we have right now. Now, we would never do that, would we? Deny the resurrection? Live spiritually apathetic lives? Hard truth is, we have and we still do. Buried deep within our sinful nature, the Sadducee spirit lives on. Have you ever had those thoughts that this is all there is to life? You see, our sinful nature, which is constantly in opposition to God, often causes doubts. You look into the casket of a loved one and you see no life there, no movement at all. And the finality of the grave looks just that, final. Is that all there is? Could this be it? Or perhaps the hectic nature of our lives today simply pull the thoughts of there being more away from us. Too busy with the day's lists of tasks to be concerned with the last day. Too busy to think about the resurrection. Too concerned with the latest series on Netflix or our social media presence. Too worried if our retirement will last long enough, or the health of a family member, or the bills to be paid. A life lived that is so full, filled from the time we wake up until our heads hit the pillow, to be excited about there's still more message. But Jesus says there is. He says there is still more. Just before this dust up with the Sadducees, Jesus told his disciples that he would go to Jerusalem. There he would suffer. There he would die at the hands of these very Sadducees and Pharisees. But that would not be all there is. He also said that after 3 days, he would rise from the dead. And not long after our reading for this morning, these very things he said would happen did happen. Jesus suffered. He died. He was buried. And on that Easter morning, Jesus destroys the Sadducee message of that's all there is no more. And he ushers in a new message, one that says, there's still more, and it's waiting for you. Think of Thomas. He did not see Jesus on that first Easter morning. He doubted that there was anything more. But a week later, Jesus appeared again, and Thomas touched him. Thomas could see that Jesus was real, flesh and blood and bones. And what does Thomas say? My Lord and my God. His whole life changed in an instant from there's no more to there's still more, so much more. He not only believed that there will be life after death, but also that there will be life, after death. And just like Thomas, our faith is in the God of the living, not the dead. So we need so much more than the Sadducee spirit if we are to live in hope and joy. I mean, let's look at the woman of our text who had 7 husbands. The Sadducees asked this question to try to prove how ridiculous the resurrection of the dead is. But in reality, the opposite happens. For her situation, we see how important it is to know that there is still more. Put yourself in her sandals for just a moment. She's married, but has no children. Sadness fills her home because of it. And then her husband dies. Sadness is now accompanied by grief. And if you have lost your spouse, you know how crushing that grief can be. Childless, she stands at her husband's grave. And it happens again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and one last time. 7 times. Do you know what she needs? She needs hope. She needs to know that there is still more. She needs to know that life, after death, will be wonderful beyond compare, because this life for her was not. She needs to see that Jesus turns her losses into victories, and so do we. See, that's exactly what Jesus does. That's what the resurrection is about, turning our losses into victories, our death into life, our sorrow into joy, our weakness into strength, our futility into glory. Think about it. From the moment we are born, from the moment we take our first breath, we are on our way to stop breathing. And if that's all there is, if there's no more, then that's a depressing way to live. But Jesus says, there's still more. There is forgiveness of our sins. There is life after death. And there is life after death. That, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is a reason to hope, to rejoice, and to live life to its fullest now, because there is still more. Amen.